The California Supreme Court, like this Supreme Court, decides what the law is. The California Supreme Court decided that the Equal Protection and Due Process Clauses of that California Constitution did not permit excluding gays and lesbians from the right to get married.
You've led me right into a question I was going to ask. The California Supreme Court decides what the law is. That's what we decide, right? We don't prescribe law for the future. We decide what the law is. I'm curious, when did it become unconstitutional to exclude homosexual couples from marriage? 1791? 1868, when the 14th Amendment was adopted? Sometime after Baker, where we said it didn't even raise a substantial federal question? When did the law become this?
I may answer this in the form of a rhetorical question. When did it become unconstitutional to prohibit interracial marriages? When did it become unconstitutional to assign children to
separate
schools?
Easy question, I think, for that one. At the time the Equal Protection Clause was adopted. That's absolutely true. But don't give me a question to my question. When do you think it became unconstitutional? Has it always been unconstitutional?
When the California Supreme Court faced the decision, which it had never faced before, is does excluding gay and lesbian citizens who are a class based upon their status as homosexuals, is it constitutional?
That's not when it became unconstitutional. That's when they acted in an unconstitutional manner. When did it become unconstitutional to prohibit gays from marrying?
Then they did not assign a date to a Justice Scalia, as you know. What the court decided is a case that came before.
I'm not talking about the California Supreme Court. I'm talking about your argument. You say it is now unconstitutional.
Yes.
Was it always unconstitutional?
It was constitutional when we, as a culture, determined that sexual orientation is a characteristic of individuals that they cannot control.
I see. When did that happen?
There's no specific date in time. This is an
evolution. Well, how am I supposed to know how to decide a case?
Because
then,
the case
you
that's
can't
before
give me
you,
a date when the Constitution
case that's before
changes.
You today, California decided, the citizens of California decided, after the California Supreme Court decided that individuals had a right to get married irrespective of their sexual orientation in California, and then the Californians decided in Proposition 8, wait a minute, we don't want those people to be able to get married.